Thanks so much, Chief, for waiting. Appreciate your patience.
Hey, good morning, Tony. Thank you. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. I wanted to get your take on the vote, where the voter said, nope, we're not going to pay the extra taxes, and what your thoughts were about that.
Well, thank you, Tony. Obviously, we're very disappointed this morning. We're very, it's a tough morning at the Lansing Police Department. But fortunately, we've got a great community, and we've got great police officers that work for the City of Lansing Police Department. And we're going to continue to go out and serve and protect and answer our calls for service and do it with pride and do the best we can. So we'll get through this.
Without going through the exact numbers, because you may not know what those are as we speak, what are we looking at, a rough estimate on how many jobs and what else will be lost from what you know?
Yeah, absolutely, Tony. We're going to lose things like our school resource officers, our neighborhood watch officers. We're going to lose officers from uniform patrol. We're going to lose detectives, our motor carrier position, our motorcycle unit, our bike unit. Those positions are all in jeopardy. And that's tough. That's unfortunate because they are so, so valuable, along with undercover officers who work in our special operations section. They're very valuable to Lansing Police Department, and they play a big part in keeping our community safe and reducing crime. And, you know, currently we're going from about 17 to 19 police officers on the street. That's going to drop to maybe 13 to 15. And it's those other folks are gone. Community policing officers, we'll be losing at least 4 community policing officers. So it's a big impact.
About how many people are we talking about?
I don't have the numbers exactly in front of me, Tony, and I apologize. I'm a little tired this morning, but we're looking at right around 50.
I'm worried. As someone who works here and pays taxes through my employer, I'm worried that although you may be trying your best, that you're not going to be able to do the job you'd like to do because you're going to have less people to do that job.
Well, there's no question, Tony, we're going to have less people. But again, the Lansing Police Department will go out. We'll answer those 911 calls. And we're going to prioritize our calls as we do now. And some of those calls may have to wait. The lesser priorities will have to wait. But we're going to go out and, again, answer them and investigate them to the best of our ability.
All right, Chief, before I let you go, you may not have an answer to this, but I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you any more news, or what can you tell us about the woman who was murdered in the Red Roof Inn in Lansing?
That's been categorized as a suspicious death, Tony, at this time, and we're awaiting investigations to be completed on that. That's still an open investigation. Such things as autopsies and toxicology reports need to come back before we have a final ruling on that.
And I should retract that adjective, murdered. It is a suspicious death, and I know you're investigating that. Chief, as always, thanks so much for coming on the program. We'll talk with you soon.
Thanks, Tony. Have a good day.